Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, we've been back and forth with the temperature this week, so as we head into the holiday weekend, let's see what's in store. AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zaire.
The showers and thunderstorms that are moving through the area now are going to continue to bring wet roadways and occasionally poor visibility through the morning commute. However, from midday into tonight, we'll have just a stray shower or two, and tomorrow looks partly sunny and dry, although it is going to stay on the cool side. Highs are only going to be in the 70s. We'll get more widespread showers and thunderstorms back in the area tomorrow night, although they move away early on Sunday, leaving behind dry and warm weather with increasing sun. It looks sunny and comfortable with low humidity for Labor Day. The full forecast coming up in 10 minutes. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zaire on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
All right, that's for folks who are staying in town. The Labor Day getaway is underway, and our Glenn Shuck is checking things out on the Turnpike, and he joins us live.
Hey, good morning again. I can actually put my window down on my car this time. When I spoke to you at the top of the hour, it was pouring here. Now it's just a very light drizzle here in the Vince Lombardi service area. Very crowded right now, as a AAA saying this is just like Memorial Day weekend, looking at record travel again these next couple of days. I spoke with this guy who left from Newport Richey, Florida yesterday morning, and he still has a long ride ahead.
Any issues on the roads? I mean, because they're talking about record travel this week. It is a lot, right? I mean,
yeah, but this is the best day to go. I heard tomorrow is going to be worse.
So where are you headed?
Canada, New Brunswick.
So you're going from all the way from Florida. So how many miles is that? I'm going to try to guess.
1,400.
1,400. Are you driving by yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, so what's that like? Is it nice and peaceful for 1,400 miles? Or really?
Yeah, a little pushy, but it works.
Yeah, that's a long drive. Gosh, gas prices, $3.34 a gallon for regular. That's 40 cents less by this time last year. And I was told this by AAA as well, which I didn't know. The top five domestic destinations this weekend are Seattle, Orlando, Anchorage, New York City, and Boston. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. The rain back here in the Jersey Turnpike in Ridgefield.
A child who was abducted from a Queens supermarket yesterday is back with her grandmother. This happened at a Key Food in Queens Village, 213th Street and Jamaica Avenue. Police say the man drove off with her in his car, sexually assaulted her, and then drove her back and let her go. Cops are out with a photo of this guy. We'll have that up at 1010winds.com. A Long Island teen called 911 Wednesday night to say her father had threatened to kill himself. That came after this.
Police say 50-year-old Daniel Coppola had his 15-year-old daughter sit and wait in his car while he went into the stately home and murdered his ex-wife and her boyfriend as they slept.
As he's driving her, she is communicating with friends via text saying, I don't know what my father did. I don't know how my mother is.
Kevin Breyer, the Suffolk County Homicide Squad's commanding officer, said the friends called 911.
The officers responding to Brestwood Road in St. James then located two adults inside the residence dead from gunshot wounds.
They have been identified as 50-year-old Kelly Coppola and 53-year-old Kenneth Pullman. Friends say Pullman lost his wife to cancer 17 years ago. They had two children. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.